It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN Chicago. Anna's off today. Sylvia Perez is in. Susan Schmidt, Susie Sunshine, as she is known, is on the Super Celebrity Hotline from Dallas, where she works at Westwood, which is a very important company. It's got important things going on. There's dollars and cents, and she's going to count your money for you right now. Today, huge jobs report comes out. It's good news, right?
Very good news. I think the market is breathing a sigh of relief, and you're seeing that. It's up today. It's up about 1%. So this is a very good sign for us that we had such a strong number. Remember that two jobs reports ago, so that would have been back to the May jobs report, we got a really low number. It was 38,000 jobs, or people were expecting 170,000, some such thing. So that really made people nervous. Today, we got a number that was 270,000 adjusted, and that's a huge number, a lot of comfort from that.
By the way, this is all being brought to you by the DeVry University Keller Graduate School of Management. Did I mention that? I don't think I did. All right, well, let's talk about why the expectations change on things like this. So you said it was a disappointment because the numbers were less than expected last month, but who comes up with that?
Well, 2 months ago, they were less than expected. Last month, they seemed to have normalized, and then this month, they're a little bit better. So when we average it out, you get about 190,000 jobs are being added per month. And we like to see that because that's about the right number. That's a good number for growth in the economy. And we have two different readings on the jobs report. So today, the number that came out was the government statistic. You also get a preview of that number on the Wednesday of the before the release, where ADP, which is a private company and processes people's payrolls, they do a count because they can tell from this data that they get what their statistics are. So we get two different readings on it. I always say when you see a number that's way off, as we did for the May report, and it's 38,000, don't let it rock your world because government data can be unreliable at times. There's some ebbs and flows to it. Look to the average and look to the trend.
Well, there are people that also think that the government pads these numbers, especially in political seasons.
Well, I do think that they're paying attention to it in political season, but I don't know that they can really pad the numbers. I just think it's faulty data gathering. And so certain things, whether it's weather or just timing of events, can throw off that data collection a little bit.
Yeah. All right, so what does this actually mean? Are these good jobs? Is there a way to figure out qualitatively?
So this is a very good number. So they're good jobs, and what's important here is that we saw a higher participation rate, and that's what we need to see. We want to see that people are feeling confident that there's a job there for them, so they're participating in the labor force, and that they can get a job. And so we saw unemployment hold at 4.9%, but that's exceptionally good because more people came back into the workforce. So our participation rate is starting to go up, and that's great because it's showing perhaps signs that our participation rate has, which has been declining post-recession, has maybe bottomed out and now is turning the other way. So we would like to see that participation rate keep increasing.
Explain that, because people were, I forgot the word that they used before on this, that people have become disenchanted. Isn't that a technical term? What have they become?
disenchanted could be. It's possibly an appropriate word in this case.
So the people who left the workforce and had no intention of coming back into the workforce
are now re-engaging. And so people who have out of work, given up on looking for a job, just stopped looking, those people get drawn out of the labor force entirely, and they're dropped from the count. And so now what we're seeing is that there's enough confidence, and this really is a sentiment issue. It's telling you that people are confident enough that there's opportunity for them, that they're willing to re-engage. So those people are now coming back into the labor force, and our participation rate was 62.8%. And that's going in the right direction. We'd like to see it a little bit higher than that, sort of 65, 66. But this is a trend, again, starting in the right direction, lifting up. And so it had been in the low 60s. We want to see it go the other way because that sign of confidence, it shows you two things. One, people will spend money when they feel confident. Mm-hmm. And two, there are jobs available for them to get. That's a good sign on the economy.
All right. So now moving forward, that's the kind of speculation begins with, well, will the Fed now raise interest rates because are they concerned about inflation because there's more people working? What do we make of all of that?
Right. What does the Fed do? And that continues to be the question and the focus of the market. So we are in a lull of Fed events right now. There is no Fed meeting in August. The big thing that's happening in August at the end of the month is Jackson Hole, Wyoming's meeting. So all the economists around the world gather in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and they all discuss things that economists discuss. And Janet Yellen will be speaking there, and it's the 25th through the 27th. She'll be speaking on the 26th, and that is going to be the next hallmark point for the market to look to, because it's suspected that generally in that speech, the Fed chair gives some sort of inkling or insight into how they're thinking. So with that, we'll wait till the end of August. I suspect that she will continue to be concerned about what's happening internationally, but this strong jobs number today does increase the odds that interest rates might get an increase at some point in 2016.
Well, because she's in Jackson Hole, there's a little bit of altitude there. Does she speak actually in normal sentences?
She's giddy because of the lack of air.
Yeah.
I think Janet Yellen is going to come across as her normal self. It will be in normal sentences. I think she does actually a very good job trying to translate for the average everyday person into non-economist terms and explain what's going on. And so I think that she will come out in normal terms. But remember that her primary audience there is a bunch of other economists. So it's a real crazy crowd.
So when they all get together, is this a decision? This is obviously not the governor's, right? This is not the Federal Reserve Board.
This has nothing to do with the Fed. This truly is an industry forum.
But going to this, does she tip her hand a little bit? Is this an expected moment where you're going to get a clue?
She'll be giving a speech as she does, and she's done that in, non-board meeting settings, where she'll be indicating how she perceives the economy, how she feels about it. And I think everyone will be watching, recognizing that it isn't a Fed board meeting. This isn't an official statement, but certainly it's a good indication of her sentiment. I don't expect her opinion to have changed a whole lot. She's been very consistent in communicating that she's going to be watching the underlying statistics, the things behind the jobs number, so like that participation rate and average hourly earnings, and then also paying a lot of attention to what's happening internationally that could flow through and impact the U.S. economy. So I expect to see a continuation of that message, and I think the markets will be comforted by that. They like consistency, so that's actually a very good thing.
Well, there's that, but there's also the political season, right? We can't get away from that, and there is so much inconsistency in that. I'm still surprised that the markets haven't responded, at least this week, to the really wacky week politically.
It's interesting that the markets seem to have tuned out a lot of the politics so far this season and this entire election process. Normally, the market is very reactive, and we can see knee-jerk reactions both up and down based on what our different candidates are saying. I think the market thus far has been so preoccupied with what's going on in Europe. Brexit was a big issue, and the fact that people are watching to see what happens there, what's going on in the UK, what's going on in Europe. We're still concerned about China. The market hasn't really come back to focus domestically on our own politics. I don't think that lack of attention is going to persist. The market is going to hone back in on this, so be ready, because when they do, that does mean a lot of volatility. We had a lot of ups and downs and interesting news articles this week based on our candidates' actions, and that will affect the market.
Well, it also doesn't seem to be affecting job creators, right, who are concerned about the American economy, because if 250,000 new jobs were created in the month, that indicates that people are hiring and they're confident.
Yes, and we're almost done with our second quarter earnings season. So we've seen a lot of reports from publicly traded companies where the CEOs and the management teams are coming out talking about what they see and how they feel about the future in the next 6 months. And we've heard very confident reports. So CEO confidence is high. That's a good positive sign for the economy. Because when a CEO has confidence in his business and the environment around him, he's comfortable hiring more people. So that corresponds into that good jobs number we saw today.
So I know that you're Susie Sunshine, brought to you by DeVry University Keller Graduate School of Management. Would you say that the economy is good now, healthy now? What word would you use to describe it?
I think our economy is stable. And I think that we can't say that it is great, because it's not racing back. And we've seen that in prior decades, recovering from prior recessions, we really zoomed back up to the top. We're not doing it this time around. We're taking a much more gradual approach. But I think the underlying fundamentals of the economy are solid, and I think it's strong. And up 2% GDP growth is a good place to be. So I feel like we're slow and steady and think to the long term. Slow and steady wins the race. This isn't a sprint.
And I don't want to fight with you about the Dow. We fight about it every week, about what it is.
No, I have to get you off of the Dow. The Dow is up.
Yes.
And it's at very high numbers. And so 18,500 plus, yes, the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ are
right. all
up.
Good. It's all good.
It's all good there. And so those are all good things to note. But remember that the stock market is one of many places that people can invest. And one of the reasons that I think the stock market is so interesting right now, and I'm still very positive on it as a place for investment, is because the alternatives are not great. We really don't feel comfortable with what's going on internationally. It's tough to get a return in fixed income. Stock markets look pretty good, so people are using that as an alternative. On a relative basis, stocks are a good place to be.
I feel better about this. And I believe that Susan Schmidt, Susie Sunshine, has made America great again. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
You're welcome. Susan Schmidt, Westwood in Dallas, all brought to you by DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.